Hi, Alejandro. How are you? Doing good?
Good. Yep.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of pricing and details for your area, and I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she does a wonderful job, you know, going over the basics. So I'm actually just grabbing some notes that she had sent over to me. And just before we jump into the pricing, was there any questions that you had as far as where we do the placement or, you know, about how this would all work for you?
No, not so far.
Okay. Well, let me know if you do. Okay. Feel free and interrupt me. Okay. So I understand this is a very new company for you, just new this week, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. That must be exciting.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have you always been in the industry and then just decided it's now time to branch out on your own or?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Okay. Okay. So when it comes to the services, what is like your specialty, right? I don't want to assume just, you know, general contractor. But do you specialize more in remodels, flooring? Tell me a little bit about that, Alejandro.
I pretty much specialize in more like drywall and framing.
Oh, okay. Drywall and framing. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, is it just residential work that you're focusing on right now or commercial too?
Right now, yeah, residential, mainly because since I am starting out, residential is more affordable right now for me. But I do plan on growing and going into commercial as well.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, you're still going through getting licensing and insurance, being that you just started? Or do you
already
have that?
I got my LLC, so I got my articles of whatever, the corporation or whatever. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then, I'm... For commercial-wise, I do need to get insurance, and that's why I'm starting off at residential right now.
Okay. Okay. This is awesome. I'm so excited for you. Do you use any Facebook or anything like that, any social media?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is it a business Facebook page that you created for high-rise construction?
Yes.
Okay. And what other marketing have you started? I know this is just your first week, but have you done anything else?
Well, marketing like more like Facebook stuff?
That, like Facebook ads or any directory listings. You know, I think, hold on, I thought I saw something where you were listed. What came up here? Let me double check and see if this one's yours. Because you're in Lincoln, right? That's where your home base is?
Yes.
Okay. So I see the Facebook. That was the first thing that came. Or, well, it's got a different phone number. This one's got a 251 number. Elberta?
The
no,
what?
That one's not yours. This one's got a different phone number on it, this Facebook page. Let me see if this one's yours.
I have it as High Rise Construction LLC.
High Rise Construction LLC. Okay, got it. Okay, got it. There's an Angie's listing that popped up.
Yes.
Is that something you're using now or?
Yep, I just got connected with them and tomorrow I should be able to start getting some residential jobs through them.
So leads will turn on tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's awesome. So basically the way that our program works, Alejandro, is we just don't get you listed on the first page of Google, right? What we do is we list you on Bing, which is what we call the sister company to Google. So you'll have the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We also do directory submissions of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook, okay? So you mentioned that you have your business Facebook page. So what we do is Facebook advertising. Now, whenever someone's doing a search on Google for your service, and then let's say they're on Facebook, right? And they're just looking at pictures or stories. Well, they would see your ad appear. Now, that ad is going to help you reach more new potential clients, but we make it unique so that you can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. Now, when they click on that ad, they're calling you directly. And I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, you don't have a website either, right?
So, no, and that's something I was trying to set up, but I still need to do my research on that part.
That's okay, because I can include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, and we would attach that website where your business is listed. In fact, the websites that we build, they're Google compliant and the mobile friendly, and they have the automatic SEO settings that will also help with your ranking. Okay?
Okay.
And then what we do is we cover the mobile platform. Now, the mobile platform means anybody that uses iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice searches like Google Home or Alexa can still pull you up on that first page of Google in the search results using those devices, okay? It would pretty much, Alejandro, cover all of your bases, okay? In fact, I'm going to send you a quick link right now so you can just take a look at the layout of the websites that we build. And we could even add reviews on there, videos, if you took a video of a job that you did. But basically, when you hover over the services, it does the drop down of the different services that you would offer, right?
Yeah.
So this platinum package, I think, would be a really good one for you to start with. I want you to keep in mind that calls will come directly to you from the potential customers, right, that are looking up your services on Google.
Yep.
So with you being a very new business, Alejandro, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate, okay? So basically, you're looking at a fixed flat rate of $299 a month.
Okay.
And it'll have just a one-time $99 setup fee. The setup fee is just to cover your programming. So basically, for you to get this started today, you'd be looking at $398, and then your monthly after that would be $299 a month.
Okay.
But it's a really, really good option for you, you know, to get your name out there in front of those that are searching for your services, because I'll tell you, I just did a really quick search, right, to see how many searches were done for framing, okay? Now, for framing in the last 30 days in your area, there was actually 1,213 searches that were done. And when I say your area, we're looking at a 50-mile radius, okay? Now, that's not phone calls, Alejandro. Those are searches for framing. So imagine if 1% of those were phone calls for you, there's no doubt that you would close those jobs, right? You just got to be an option, okay? Now, the other thing that I did want to mention as well, okay, is for the drywall, because you said that's also another one, correct?
Yep.
The drywall? Is that the installation, right? Not so much just repairs. Okay.
Yep.
So now for the drywall, okay, if we're looking at drywall, whether it was installs or repairs, for the amount of searches that were done on that, there was 893 searches done on drywall. So again, that's in the last 30 days, okay?
Yeah.
You can capitalize on a percentage of that to be phone calls for you, but you got to be an option, okay?
Okay.
Now, the beauty of our program, you don't have to take our word for it. This does come with a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. You can see the number of phone calls that you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad or on your website. All of this you're able to track through the client dashboard. You have a team here that would be dedicated to your account. So what we do is we assist you with all of this so that you can focus on your jobs. I mean, we do want you involved at some point, right? Open communication.
Yeah.
But for the majority of this, we do the work. All of it does start with me. I mean, I'm the one that's considered the lead on the account. But yeah, it's a monthly program. We will ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. And what I call it, Alejandro, is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay. Just because we like to earn your business. All yeah. right. And that price, like I said, even though it's a discounted rate, that rate will never change on you no matter how long you're with us. Okay.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think it would be worth giving a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Honestly, it really does sound like a great deal. I just spent a lot of money getting all this set up, so I'm kind of low on things right now. And that's the only issue I have right now
okay.
at this moment.
Okay. So is it the initial investment or is it the monthly or just in general financially?
Just the initial right now.
The initial. Okay. So the $398 is a lot for you right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I can do here. Let me get some kind of a credit so I can waive the setup fee so I can get that, at least that $99 waived, right? And
yeah.
so then that would mean that you would just be paying $299 to start it, and then it's $299 monthly. So I can waive the setup fee for you. I just applied the credit to waive that. So with you paying $299 to get this started, would that be more feasible for you to give us a shot?
I really don't want to say no. What are the chances, since you gave me all those, like, numbers for the searches and stuff, what are the chances of me, like, actually getting jobs out of this, though?
I'm going to be honest with you, right? Because, look, okay, I'm a straight shooter. I like to be very transparent, okay? I don't ever want you to feel misled. I am not going to tell you que ya pa mañana, you know, you're on the first page of Google and now you're going to get a bunch of phone calls, right? Because
yep.
it won't work like that, okay? Alejandro, you got to understand the way everything works. And I apologize. I don't mean to assume you speak Spanish. I've been speaking Spanish all day.
No, I understand.
I kind of jump back and forth, right?
Yep.
But anyhow, so like with our timeline, right, I'm going to explain to you how it would all work. You get started today. Chances are tomorrow you're going to have your client interview and onboarding with one of our technicians who's going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, the website. They're going to go over way more with you in detail. Okay. Now, within 5 to 7 days, you will be listed in all the directories. Okay. Keep in mind that the directories could generate phone calls for you. Okay. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website will be live. Okay. And those could also be generating phone calls for you.
Okay.
Now, what we always state that's written in our terms and conditions, and that's what we send to you in writing along with your invoice, okay? The first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, which means getting it on that first page and managing it there, I will, no matter what, stick to the timeline that is written. 60 to 90 days, even when I see it many times happen sooner. The reason that I stick to that timeline is because I like to underpromise and overdeliver.
Yeah.
So what I always say is this, okay? The first month, now a lot of it is the programming. I'm not saying that you're not going to get some calls because you just might, right? Because with the directories
yeah.
and everything else being listed. But when you're going to feel the strength of this program, that is going to be in the second month, okay? So, again, I don't want to be misleading and having you think, you know, tomorrow, oh my gosh, I'm going to start getting a bunch of calls. Like, it'll never work like that.
Yeah.
So when you're on directories like Angie's or Thumbtack, those directory listings, they can supply you leads right away because those leads they're actually grabbing those leads off of Google. Okay. So Angie's runs Google ads that'll say 25 best framers or general contractors near me, right? And they run those ads in an area where there is a heavy search. Now, those are the leads that they're going to turn around and they're going to resell to you and to two or three other companies that are your competitors. You guys are all getting the same lead. And I'm not saying because it's a bad thing, okay?
Yeah.
But sometimes those leads, they might have captured them a couple months back. So that's why they could tell you, oh, we can give you X amount of leads in a month. Because they already have leads, and I don't know when the leads, they captured them or how recent they are, right?
Yeah.
So, because you're on their website, they can tell you that, right? With Google,
yeah.
It's different because when you're listed on Google, it's by the demand of the searches that are being done, the demand on the service that's needed. So the searches can vary. But I can tell you this. When you need a service, right? Let's just say, Alejandro, you needed a service, not something that you could do on your own. Where would you go to find a company?
Mainly Google, yeah.
Okay. And that's where 90% of them will go to. I'm not saying they don't go to Angie's, right? Not saying they don't
yeah.
go to Yelp or Thumbtack, but they're going to start their search on Google. And even Angie's, like I said, knows the importance of being on Google. You'll see them listed on Google, okay?
Yeah.
So with calls coming directly to you, you have a better chance. Like I feel, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you have them on the phone, you can sell your services. You have no problem doing that, right?
Yeah.
It's just having the opportunity to talk to someone on the phone is what you need.
Yeah.
So that's just how it would all work here with us, okay? Does that kind
okay.
of clarify a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay. So I definitely was able to waive that setup fee because, you know, it's my job to find out where I can help you, right?
Yeah.
So, like I said, waiving the setup fee, that saves you $99 there, which for me, that goes a long ways because that's, well, that doesn't even fill up my gas tank now. I just got a new Ford Explorer, and I'm like, literally, we went to Vegas to go see our grandkids, and I'm not even joking. We drove from California to Vegas, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I filled it up.
Yep.
It was $100, and I like to fill it up where it's like all the way past the E where I'm like, gas is coming out because I overfilled it, right?
Yep.
But you know that it cost me $200 to drive there and drive back home on a full gas. I was like, gosh, man, I'm working just to pay for gas right now. No.
Yep.
How's your guys' gas prices where you're at?
They're like, what is it, $3 and
oh, my gosh. Oh, my
yep.
gosh. I'm paying double.
Yep.
Yeah, we're like paying close to $7. Can you believe that?
You make me feel good about my prices, though.
You should. I'm jealous.
Yep.
So jealous. Yeah, even in Vegas, we were paying like $3-something. I'm like, oh,
yep.
my God. And then the minute we crossed the county line, the state line, I mean, it was like
uh-huh.
$6-something. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yep, going back to the old life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, here we go, back home. Like everything, even though you think Vegas is more expensive, but it's still kind of cheaper anyways.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't have taxes over there. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you think, Alejandro? Is it worth you giving a shot?
Okay, I got one more question then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you said if I give it to 3 months, and then I can
mm-hmm.
pretty much decide if I want to stay there, right?
Yeah. So basically,
okay.
I'm going to tell you, stick it out with us for 3 months. I read it in a voice verification. You pay monthly. It's an automatic payment. Now, if you were to cancel, and I'm going to always be transparent with you. Let's say you paid the second month and you're like, you know what? I don't want to stick it out the third month. Okay. Then you're going to have an early termination fee of $199 if you cancel after
okay.
your second month. Now, if you cancel after you've paid your third month, you completed your 3 months, and then you say, hey, I want to cancel. I don't want to continue with the services, then there's no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
You finish your third month and we part as friends. Simple as that. All right?
Okay.
If you're like, you know what, I'm really liking this program, let's keep it rolling, your price is still going to be $299 a month. The price isn't going to change. It's not going to go up on you. It still stays the same price every month that you're with us. Even if you were with us for 6 years, 6 months, it's still $299 a month.
Okay.
Okay. Does that kind of clarify the question you had, or?
Yes, but I do have another one. So if you said I'd get like a website created, right?
Yeah. Did you see the link I sent you?
Yes. So on that, if say I didn't like what was going on with the 3 months, does that mean that website's like completely gone as well?
No, because we give you options. Okay, so let's say after your third month, you're like, okay, after this third month, just cancel the services. I don't want to continue, finish out my third month. Okay, your Google Business Profile, the directory listings, those are yours. Okay, those are your listings. Now, when it comes to the website, you have a couple of options. Okay, you can pay $49 a month, and we'll continue to host and manage that website. So it's still visible, okay? Or if you want, for a one-time charge of $99, you can purchase the domain. The domain is yours, and then you just recreate your website because only the domain would be yours, not the content that we created when we built it, right?
Okay.
So,
yep.
Or you could say, you know what? I don't want to do either one of those. Okay, then we just part as friends. Simple as that.
Yep.
So you could always choose to pay $49 a month just for us to continue to host and maintain the website. Or if you want that domain, because the domain might be, because we will purchase a domain, right, ourselves.
Yep.
That's closest to your business name. We might get one that says highriseconstructionllc.com or .net. Well, if you were to cancel services, you might want that domain, right? You might not want to pay the $49, but you might want that domain, then you would just pay a one-time $99. We call it a domain transfer fee. So we transfer the domain to you, and you can just rebuild your own website. Real simple.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be the only thing, you know, that if you were to cancel. Okay?
Okay.
So we always give you options. We're not just going to say, okay, c'est la vie, you know? You know, someone might still, like, we've had some guys before, you know, that they are just so bombarded with work. Like, and I'm talking like, you're talking about guys that are home builders, right?
Yeah.
And we've had some that are like, listen, I'm turning business away. Like, I am booked out for 2 years. Like, I have people waiting literally for 2 years for me to get to them. And there's some that are like that. I know that because I actually have a friend, her dad has a construction company out here in California. And that man's got people on the books for the next 2 years that are waiting for him. So that man does absolutely no advertising. He only has a website, right? Because he wants people to still, you know, be able to take a look at his work, right? Read more about his company.
Oh, yeah.
So whoever hosts his website, they do that for him, you know? But like we have some that, you know, once they became so busy with work, they're just like, listen, I just want the website. Okay, well, you got that option. We're not just going to tell them, okay, well, bye. You know, we want to still give you options. You know what I mean? Especially having a website is like having a menu at a restaurant. Si animan más. You know, when they see the work that you do. Do you take a lot of pictures of your work?
I've been trying to a lot more lately.
Good. That's good. You want to, I know sometimes you're going from one job to the next, but honestly, Alejandro, it's going to give people an idea of the quality work that you do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So when you can remember, take a before or at the very least, take a picture when it's done, you know?
Okay.
Before and after photos are really good because it shows them what it was like prior and then now look at the work. Now, the framing that you do, Alejandro, is that more like the carpentry, the wood framing, or do you do metal framing too?
I do both.
Oh, you do both?
Like,
what do you
prefer? Like,
which
I prefer like more metal framing, but the thing is, like, like I said, the metal framing is commercial, so I just don't have the insurance for that right at this moment.
Okay. So that's why you're not kind of pushing that quite yet. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's what kind of scares me about this, too, is that since I don't have that at the moment, and I know the insurance is expensive because, of course, if I want good jobs, I need to get the $2 million insurance mm-hmm. that they have there, mm-hmm. and that's more on the expensive side, and I really want that, but it's just too expensive for me at the moment.
And that's okay. So here's what you do, right? When you're ready to take on commercial work, then we put in their commercial. Like, look at, here's the beauty of this, okay? And I'm going to tell you the difference between you getting direct calls from the program that we're offering you as opposed to you paying per lead with Angie's, okay? With Angie's, you get a lead. If you don't call it, they're going to charge you no matter what. Whether you call it and they don't pick up, whether you call it and they tell you, oh, I was just curious, not any work I need done. Or if you call them and they tell you, I hired someone 2 months ago, okay, you're being charged for that lead no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah.
Okay? With our program, let's say someone called you and said, hey, I have a commercial project. I needed some framing done. You can respectfully say, you know, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to service you at this time, but keep this in mind for next time, right? You're not going to be penalized for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is why I say with this type of a program, you can be selective. You can pick and choose the jobs you want to take because you're not paying for every call or every job that you get. So you have more of that wiggle room, should I say, or be selective, right? It would be specified, you know, we would specify like residential framing, residential drywall or what have you. But I will say this, both commercial and residential, go on Google. You're going to get a lot of residential because typically someone who needs some framing done or drywall, I know when they did the plumbing in my house, I had to have someone come out and do the drywall repair because, of course, the plumbers don't do that, right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, great. Now I got this ugly thing. Now I need to get it patched up, right? So I had to go on Google and I went on Facebook to find someone to refer me to someone who does drywall. Because I'm like, how is that? That is crazy. We paid all that money for plumbing and now I got to find someone to pay them to do the drywall. But plumbers just don't do it. Do you even know why they don't? I'm just curious. Why don't they do that?
Honestly, it's just they don't charge for it because that's not what they specialize in, really.
Mm.
And yeah, that's really all it is. Mm. It's very easy stuff, but it's just they don't do it. That's it.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. That makes sense. Wow. I always wondered, like, well, why don't they do it? You know, but I guess it's not their specialty and they probably won't make more money off of doing that anyways. So it's probably not worth it to them, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much. Same goes if you ever need, like, electrical work, too. They won't do any of that either.
Interesting. That's good to know. Wow. I didn't know that. Well, I guess everybody has their specialties, right?
Yeah.
So, I noticed on your Angie's listing, I was looking at the services that they put you down for, right? Are you still working on that listing? On the profile?
What do you mean? Right,
on the profile for Angie's, you're still working on it, right?
Yeah, so I still got it till tomorrow.
Drywall. Okay. Yeah. And then I see drywall repair. Okay, good.
When it comes to housing though, so like residential, I don't do new residential. I do remodels and repairs and stuff like that.
Oh, so you do that. Okay, good.
New additions, stuff like that. So
nice. Okay, aside from what you mentioned of the services that you do.
Yes.
That's good. So these are the key words that we would list, right? Pertaining to the services that you provide, right? If you say, listen, I want to be found for flooring. I want to be found for remodels, room additions. I want to be found for tile work, right? I want to be listed for carpentry. These are keywords and search terms that we're going to utilize to make sure that you are being found for those services. You can use multiple keywords just as long, Alejandro, they're the services that you provide.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what we do.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you think?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Okay.
$2.99, right?
$2.99. I'm going to send it to you in writing right now. What's the best email for you?
I'll do highriseconstruction24@gmail.com.
So high-rise construction, let me make sure I spell construction right. Yeah, meeting. 24@gmail.com. Have you always lived out there in Nebraska?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yep.
I bet you it's so pretty out there in the summer. You guys get a lot of snow, right?
It definitely can be.
Gets cold?
sometimes it's not really too snowy. No? It's just not cold.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We've been getting less and less every year.
You know, I find that too. I find that the weather, it's like, I feel here in California, we literally went from winter and we went straight into summer. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
The month before, last week, we were in the 90s over the weekend.
Dang. Yeah, we switched up a lot. We can be all the way at 90 and then the next day it can be like 50.
Yeah, like right now, this morning, when I woke up this morning, I was like, ooh, it's kind of chilly, and it was 69 degrees. That's cold for us, right? You're probably laughing. You're probably thinking, that's like, I would wear shorts and flip-flops in that weather. But cold, you know, for us, right? So it's funny because apparently we're going to get two storms that are coming in, and I'm like, great. On the Saturday that I'm going to a birthday party, I was like, I can't believe this. You know, and it's outside, the birthday party. So I told my friend, I said, I hope you have easy ups, girl, because if not, you're going to have everybody in your house. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, super crazy, the weather. I just feel like we're going to have a hot summer this year. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I kind of like the hot weather. As long as I'm in central air, you know? Alejandro, do you have access to your email?
Yes.
Do me a favor. Go to your emails. You should have gotten an email from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Platinum Package in that subject part of the email.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So I want you, if you look at it, I give you the breakdown, right? So when you're looking at the email, the $2.99, what we do is we put $100 of that, $2.99, gets allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing, so you will not incur click fees, okay? And then the $1.99 covers all your local programming, the SEO, and the maintenance, okay? The website, we're not charging you to host and manage that website and build it, okay? You're going to also have a call tracking system. We don't charge you for that. Directory listings, you're not being charged for that. And then if you look at your monthly ongoing, okay, and at the top I put that it's the setup fee is waived, okay, and then your product, the Platinum product monthly cost ongoing, $199 and $100 is $299, okay? This is your proof that this is the price that it's going to remain at, okay?
Okay.
So you hold on to that, okay? Just so that you have for your records. I always like to send that off, okay? Now, Alejandro, this phone number that you and I are speaking on, do you get text messages on this number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you right now a text message, and I know that that's a silly question I just asked you because, I sent you a message earlier. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, wait a minute, I sent you the link. You're like, hold on, did you send me the link? Okay, let me do this. I'm going to send you our customer service phone number. I want you to save this phone number in your contacts, okay? Under our company name, Local Splash. Let me grab that message for you to send it. Now, it's going to be our 877 number. And whenever our customer service department calls you, Alejandro, they're going to call you from that number. You'll also see that number on the email that I sent you to at the bottom.
Okay.
So let me know when you get this text. Now, I believe that you're on Central Time, right? You're 2 hours behind me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are 2 hours ahead of me. So for you, we're always here, okay, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
You got the text?
Yes.
Okay. I also included for your tracking and reporting system, your username is your phone number, all together, no dashes, and your password is mymobile, all lowercase, one word. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Alejandro, just for the account purpose here with me, what is your last name?
Gobian, G-O-B-I-A-N.
G-O-B as in boy, I-A-N as in Nancy?
Yeah, the first one, so C as in cat.
Oh, Gobian. Okay, I was all G like George. Okay, Gobian. Okay. And then phone number is 531-333-8736. Okay.
Yep.
You better play those lotto numbers with all those threes.
I know.
Do 53, 13, 33. You know what I mean? 336.
Yep.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay. And then the company name. So is the high rise together as one word? With the
yes.
HR capital? Okay.
Yep.
And then construction, the LLC, do you want that to show or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then now the address that's associated with your business, is it 4201 North 7th Street?
Yes, but I'm going to be moving soon.
Okay. How soon are you moving?
And like 3 Fridays, so the 24th.
Do you have the new address?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I would suggest let's verify you at your new address. Your address isn't going to show anywhere on Google, okay, just so that you know. That address is hidden because it's considered a home office. What's the address that you're moving to?
Give me a quick second.
Okay.
It's going to be 2966 North Star. And then Xing, so X-I-N-G. And then Drive, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68504.
Okay.
Oh, and then the apartment number would be 102.
Apartment 102. Okay.
Yep.
Let me just make sure I have it right, because the system will give me suggestions. You said it's North Star is one word,
yep.
right? Crossing.
Yep.
C-R-O-S-S-I-N-G, drive. Correct?
No, it's just X and then ing.
Oh, okay. It's so funny because it spells it out on the suggestion.
Huh.
Okay. Let me just update it here. Yep, and that comes up Lincoln. Perfect. Okay. That's so funny because in my system, like as I'm typing it, it'll give suggestions, right? And then I'm like, wait a minute. He said it's X-I-N-G. Why is it telling me crossing? Okay, so I got that fixed. Okay, good. And North Star is one word, apartment 102, right? And it's 68504, correct? The zip code?
Yes.
Okay.
68504.
Yeah. 68504, and then I'll make sure that that address is hidden because your home office, like, no one comes to you to buy materials, okay?
Yes.
Now, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, Alejandro, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Right now, just my name. I'm trying to get a business name set up, but I'm waiting until I move, so I don't have to.
Yeah, so that way you don't have to go through the hassle of switching everything. Now,
yep.
Is it just Alejandro Gobian, or is there like a middle initial?
It's Alejandro Gobian Jr.
Jr. J-R?
Yep.
Okay. And the billing address for this one, is it that other address, the 4201 North 7th Street, or is it the new address?
It'll be a different address.
Okay. What, let me go here. What's the full billing address for this card?
It'll be 385.
Uh-huh.
Daly Street. And then Seward number. I-L-Y.
I-L-Y Street. And then?
Seward, Nebraska. 68434.
Okay. Seward, S-E-W-A-R-D, right?
Yes.
And then you said that was 68434. Okay.
Yep.
Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number whenever you are ready?
4418-4094-5774-3061.
Expiration month and year?
0229.
And the CVV code on the back?
129.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I will be walking you through. It's a voice verification recording because I have you at this pre-discounted agreement. And it's an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice, okay? When I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all, Alejandro, that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and you say, what does that mean, Nadine? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process this transaction. Does that sound good? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
High-Rise Construction, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Alejandro Covian, Jr., owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Alejandro, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225 number. Our calls will come from our customer service. They'll come from that number when we're reaching out to you. So make sure that you have that number saved as Local Splash under your contacts in your phone. That's also the number you'll call if you need to make changes or you need an update. Okay?
Okay.
Now, always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify that the call is actually coming from us, from Local Splash. It's us calling you and not another company. Okay? Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
My first pet name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Nala, N-A-L-A.
Okay. Aw, dog?
Yep.
Now, let's say you get a call, right? Someone saying they're local splash, right? But it's not our 877 number calling you. Ask,
okay,
what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, an example that I'm going to give you is some of my clients get called by Yelp, and basically they offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you happen to be interested in trying it out, okay, let me know. And we can offer you a discounted rate.
Okay?
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
And I always explain this one, so I was going to explain it anyways. So we know that you just signed up with Angie's, right? The home advisor.
Yep.
That doesn't interfere with what we're doing, okay? But
okay,
let's say you decide to do other marketing. We're not saying you can't do it. What we're saying is give us a call first so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service, because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So just give us a heads up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include, business license, or like your LLC, right? Showing your business name, okay? Or business registration, proof of insurance, which I know you're working on, so don't worry about that. But any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Verification. In fact, I'll send you a list, Alejandro, and we'll go over that, because some of those items you might not have. You're just going to send us the ones that you do have, okay?
Okay.
Now, we kindly ask that you get these documents to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame could result, okay, in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to get these items to us within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 8th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, so basically we're asking you again to stick it out with us for 3 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 8th day of each month in the amount of $299. So it's a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Make sure, Alejandro, that you speak with a live representative. Okay?
Okay.
If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel it after you've completed your 90 days, then there's no termination fee. Okay?
Okay.
Now, to prevent the charges for that next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to update that package and I'm going to process the payment. Just so you know, finance did want me to tell you, okay, even if you're not interested in it now, but maybe in the future, right? They do offer you, like, if you want to save a little bit more money, you can actually prepay the 3 months. And it would cost you $700, and that covers you for the 3 months. So basically, you would be saving like $197 if you did that, okay? So even if it's something you can't do now, but they wanted me to make sure that I extended that offer to you. So if after your 3 months, you're like, I like the way this is working, Haney Dean, can I do that 3 months prepaid? You have that option, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to start receiving a bunch of text messages and emails, okay? And then we'll go over those. We're almost done. Now, there's one thing that I'm looking at right now for setting up a client interview and onboarding for you. This is where the real magic is going to happen, Alejandro. It's not going to happen with me, even though I think it is, but it's not. The client interview and onboarding is going to be with one of my technicians, and that's where they're going to talk to you about, you know, more details, right? That appointment takes about 40 minutes or a little bit longer, but I block out an hour, and I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So I do have one appointment left for tomorrow. That would be between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. If that doesn't work, then I can look to see what we have for Friday.
Yeah, for me, it has to be after 4 o'clock.
After 4? Okay, so let me see. Yeah, because tomorrow would be 3 to 4 o'clock your time, so I need to find something that's like 4 to 5, right, for you or a little bit later. Okay, let me see what we've got here. Bear with me. Let me go to, I can't believe this month is flying. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, I feel like, I'm like, I realized my birthday is next month. Me estoy poniendo más vieja. Like my husband says. You know what I tell him? I said, excuse me. He's all, you're a grandma. Quit acting like you're tan joven, right? And I'm like, listen, I'm not a grandma. I'm a glamma. Get it right. Glamma. He was like, oh my gosh, like my granddaughter, our oldest granddaughter, she's 13, but she's so funny because like I use the words that, you know, the young kids use. Like I'm all, oh Mia, that came in clutch. And she looks at me and she's like, grandma, you said that? And she starts laughing and I'm all, hey, I'm a hip grandma. I know what's going on. And she just starts cracking up. I love now that you probably don't have kids. You're probably still very young. But, you know, I'll tell you, what I didn't get to do with my kids, I'm doing with the grandkids now. And it's such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Yep, and then all the kids complain because you didn't do it with them.
Oh, you know what? I get the complaints all the time. All the time. My daughter, I'm not even joking. My daughter, they accuse us. You love the grandkids more. And I said, it's not that I love them more. It's different. Like when you're raising your kids, you have to correct them. You have to, you know what I mean? You're like raising them.
Yeah.
When it's your grandkids, I could sugar them up and send them home. You could act wild at home with all that sugar in your system, you know? But I'm still kind of like, no es tan estricta, but like, you know, you got to eat your food first before you have your candies. My husband lets them do whatever they want. Jump on the couch, and I'm like, oh, not in my house. You better go do that somewhere else. Yeah. Okay, let me see the calendar. You'll be getting a couple of messages coming to you right now. Okay, so look at, for Friday, here's the times that I have, and let me know what works for you. I do have a 4 to 5 or a 5 to 6. What time do you want? It's your time zone I'm giving you.
I'll do 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay. So on Friday, we're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So, Alejandro, just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, and let's say you need 5 or maybe 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me right back, and we will call you right back, okay? I will send you a reminder because it's going to be on Friday, and I'm thinking maybe he might forget, right? I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. If I am not available, they will not wait for me. They're going to call you directly, okay? So just make sure you're answering all calls between 4 and 5 o'clock. Okay. And it'll be from the 877 number. Now, I'm going to go over a couple of notes and then the last two emails that I need you to look at. But what are your hours of operation?
Right now, since I am still working under somebody, I'd say 3:30 to like 8 o'clock.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I can add Saturday. I'll do Saturday from
3:30.
Yeah, I'd like to add Saturday probably from 8 o'clock to probably 3.
Saturday 8 a.m. to 3. Okay.
Yes.
Sunday closed. Okay. And then, now, I know you said surrounding areas. The Facebook ads can target as far as 50 miles. How far do you want to target?
I only want to do 30.
30. Okay, perfect. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What is your preference?
As long as it's after 3:30, phone calls are fine.
Okay. So why don't I put phone and text... And then I'm going to put after 3:30. So this way they're aware that you have a specific time when you need to be called. Okay?
Yep.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And this is how you're actually going to track the calls that are coming from our program. It's also going to prevent from you getting so many spam calls. Okay? It's
okay.
Not going to completely stop them. But it's going to prevent from you getting so many. And if you got a spam call, you can block it from our system. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you did mention that you have the business Facebook page, right? Or is it a personal one? Okay.
Let me double check that real quick.
Double check it because I couldn't find it. And I was digging everywhere.
It says it's... Yeah, professional dashboard and everything. So it's just not, what is it called? I don't have the verification badge on it and stuff like that.
Okay. How is it showing on there? High rise is two words or one word?
No, just one word.
One word. Okay.
And then space construction with the capital C. And then
okay.
The LLC again with the space. And then construction, space, LLC, all capital.
Okay.
I have an old, picture for the profile pic. There we go. The profile picture is an old one. I had a different name for it, but I got declined on my LLC, so.
Okay.
So I still gotta change that over as well.
Okay.
It says AJ Construction on it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. You know what you can do too, which will probably make it easier for me? On one of the messages that I sent you, just take a picture of it. Can you do that?
Okay.
So
yep.
This way I know which one to look for, and then I'll have the team dig for it. Because what you're going to do on that page is you're just going to add us on as managers. So this way we can manage the Facebook ads. I'm going to encourage you post on your Facebook, even if it's once a month. Okay.
Okay.
But we prefer that you add us on as managers because we still want you to have access to your page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now let me go here. Okay. Keywords. I'm putting carpentry, framing, right?
Yep.
I'm putting drywall, install and repair. What else do you want me to put?
Ceiling grid as well.
Ceiling grade?
Grid. G-R-I-D.
Oh, ceiling grid. Okay, ceiling
yep.
grid. Okay. Do you need me to put remodels, renovations? What do you want me to put?
Yeah, do remodel and renovation.
Okay. And then they'll go over more in detail with you. And I'm putting residential only. Okay.
Are you able to see the picture I sent on that number?
Let me take a look. Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay, got it. Okay. This will help me find it faster. Okay. Perfect. And then let me see what else I got here.
I don't know. Do you guys use Instagram at all for it? Because I have an Instagram account as well.
Okay, listen. Do you have the Instagram link with the Facebook page?
No, I don't.
Okay, this is what you want to do. I need you. This is what you're going to do. Okay, we don't touch Instagram, but if you have the Instagram and the Facebook linked, okay, when we run those Facebook ads, they'll show up on Instagram too. Because when you have your pages linked and you post on your Instagram page, it will automatically post on your Facebook page and vice versa. So even though we don't do anything on Instagram, but if those pages are linked together, the Facebook ads will also show up on Instagram. Okay? So
okay.
Link your pages together. It saves you a step from having to post on Instagram and on Facebook. You only post on one of them and it'll copiar on the other automatically.
Okay?
So I'm glad that you mentioned that. I always, anybody that I know that has both, I always tell them, make sure you guys link those pages together. Okay?
Yeah.
So good thing you mentioned that. The other thing I was going to tell you too is, like, once you get your business account, and let's say you got like a business credit card and you want to switch out the payment to that card, just let us know so that way we can update it in the system to your business account.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then let me see here. So, yes, he has business Facebook page, website, and you have a logo already for the high-rise construction, or do you need us to make you one?
Wait, do I have what?
A logo?
I will have one here soon.
Okay.
I'm just, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to put has business logo and then has some pictures I'm going to put. Yeah, because if you didn't have a logo, we can make one for you. It doesn't cost you more. We would just include
it. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know yet. I should have one. I'm just waiting for my business card to come in as well. And then.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. That's good. Awesome. Okay. And then. Yes, we're going to do the. Okay. All right. Now. I need you to look. There's two. We send it to your email and text messages. There's two of them that I need you to open up. One is going to say initial invoice, and the other one says action pictures needed for Google verification. It's whichever one of those you find first.
Okay. What was it again? Sorry.
One says initial invoice, and the other one says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, it says we sent a copy of your invoice to the email file. And
yes.
I got, okay.
And then do you see where it says towards the bottom, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
So you're going to click on that.
Okay.
Now it'll open up a page that says at the very tippy top, local splash, terms of experience. You see that page?
Yep.
Okay. I need you to scroll towards the bottom, okay, where you're going to see your phone number. It'll say mobile phone, and it has your phone number.
Yep.
And then there's these three boxes. They're very light, but the first box underneath says, I agree to receive text messages to my phone. So you're going to click on that, right?
Yep.
And then the next one says, I certify that the information is correct and accurate, right? So basically you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. Okay?
Yep.
So you're going to click on that. And then the other one says that you acknowledge that the payments are reoccurring and automatic.
Yep.
Okay? Now, at the very bottom, it's going to ask you to type your name exactly as it reads there. Alejandro space. Gobian, with no accent mark because the system doesn't recognize any of that. And then Junior, with no period, just a JR. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So once you do that, it would open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. So you said put just Alejandro Gobian Junior, no period.
No period, and make sure it's a space in between each word.
Yep, okay. So confirm.
Okay,
the username and password now.
Perfect. The username, remember, is what I sent you earlier, which is your phone number.
Yep.
No dashes. Your password, let me go back to it, is going to be all lowercase, and it's one word. And that's going to be, where did it go? I just had it right now. Oh, my mobile. M as in Mary, Y, mobile. M as in Mary, O, B, like boy, I, L, E. My mobile, all lowercase, one word.
Okay.
Okay. And then you log in. It might say, oh, do you want to remember me? Just say yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. So this is where you log in and track your results with us. So I would suggest you start going in there maybe within 5 to 7 days because the technician's going to be setting everything up and customizing it. Okay?
Okay.
Now the last one I want you to find is the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Wait, where's that at?
Email and text message. Action pictures needed for Google verification.
And go down.
Okay, I got a text. Yeah, that's it here. To get your Google business profile verified, Google may require a distinction.
Yes. So basically what that is, okay, there is a list that we provide you of pictures that we need. Okay, none of these photos are going to show up online. Okay, this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Now, some of these you might not have. Okay, so remember I mentioned that only send us the ones that you do have. Okay, send us pictures of your work tools or your work equipment. Send us pictures of your work vehicle. I know you're waiting on your business cards. If you get your business card, send us a photo of that. Send us a picture if you do invoicing, not with your client's information on it, right? A blank invoice. Send us pictures of your LLC, okay? So what's on that list, just send us what you can. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? So like the insurance, we know you don't have that, so don't worry about it, okay, because you're working on that still, okay? And then as a reminder, okay, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are live. Keep in mind, Alejandro, that all these items could start generating phone calls for you, okay?
Yep.
But what I always state that's written in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, with getting you verified, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it on that first page and managing it there, I will always stick to the 60 to 90 day timeline, even when I have seen time and time again where it has happened sooner, because I like to under promise, like I said, and over deliver. Now, as these steps are being completed, okay, we're going to be sending you notifications. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing. So we'll notify you when your Facebook ads are live, your website, when you're on the first page, when the directories you're listed, when a lead comes in, right? Like someone sent a message to you, we'll notify you of all that. So that way you can go on your client dashboard and check it out. If someone leaves your review, we notify you of that too. So we keep you in the loop of the steps that are being done because we want you to be very successful with our program. Okay?
Yep.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity, Alejandro, to help you grow your business. I am so super excited for you. Thank you again your time. So do you have any other questions for me before I let you enjoy your evening? Since I've taken up a lot of time for you.
No, but it's all right. Okay. So these pictures, just want to double check, go onto the site you just told me, right?
Those pictures, what you're going to do, the ones that I asked you to send over to us for the Google verification, we're not going to post those online. Those are for the back office, so when we're getting you verified. Yeah, we're not going to be, like, posting, like, you know what I mean, your work tools and stuff like that. But pictures that you want posted on your Google Business profile, that you want to show on the Facebook ad and on your website, you're going to provide photos for that too if you have any, because we want to showcase your work, okay?
Yeah.
So if you have any, send those over. The technician will go over with you, like, what pictures, you know, if you have any, where to send them. So this way we know which pictures are which. And I will tell you this, that on the pictures, you want to make sure, like, I had one guy tell me, this was like a couple years ago, he was like, Nadine mandé like about 30 photos, but only 10 of them were showing. And I said, well, let me get with the team. And when I chatted them, they're like, oh, it's because some of those pictures that he sent were super dark. And some of them, it was like cut off and it was blurry. So we didn't want to post those pictures because they're not good quality pictures of his work. And that would mean we're doing him a disservice because we're just posting anything he sends. We want to make sure that we make you look as professional as possible, right? So if there's too much lighting, como si mire brilloso, or if it's not like bien claro, the picture, we're not going to post it, right? We'll tell you, hey, the resolution isn't good on this. Send us another one. You know what I mean? Because then that makes it look like we're just, oh, here, we're just hitting the button. No, we want to make sure that they're quality photos that are going to show the best of your work, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right.
I did not mean to quit. Okay, so the...
It's okay.
The, those first, what is it, 5, 3, 6, the first 7 pictures here, if I send those right now, or do they tell me tomorrow how to send those ones?
Do you have some pictures right now that you want to send for the website?
Yeah, I don't have them right now, but I'm going to be able to find them.
I'm going to tell you where to send them to. I'm going to text you. You always want to send them to photos@localsplash.com. Any pictures that you want posted for the business, for clients to see, potential clients, send it to photos@localsplash.com. I just texted you the email, okay? So if you send them there from your email address, okay, I would say in the subject part, just put your phone number and just say photos for website. This way the team knows. I always say you always want to be more specific, right? That's just me. I like to cover all my bases. So even though we'll recognize, okay, the high-rise construction 24@gmail.com, that's actually belongs to the account for Alejandro Gobian Jr., right? But still, you still want to put that anyways, like photos for my website, phone listed under this phone number. So this way they know exactly, okay, we know what account that's going to. Okay.
Yep.
It just covers your bases too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I send all like the tools, work vehicle, which I don't even have a work vehicle. I just use a personal vehicle.
Then you send a picture of that. You send a picture of that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You send a picture of that.
Like the, okay. And then all these business, the business card, registration, all that to the,
todo eso?
That sending them?
Yeah. You can also send it to the photos@localsplash.com. The only thing that I would say is when I would hold off on sending those right now, wait until we talk with the technician on Friday because they might give you a better email to send it to. Okay? Let's do that. Or you can also send those if you wanted to, let me see what's the other email it gives because it might have it on there. Give me a second. Let me go back. You can also send those to support, SUPPORT at localsplash.com. You can send them there too.
Okay.
Okay. And then, you know what I mean? Just like I said, put your phone number. And then this way, I will notate, like if you send them, if you say, hey, Nadine, I emailed the pictures for the Google verification, text me that, and then I'll send them a note letting them know like, hey, he's already sent photos. So this way they know, okay, let's make sure we got that email with those pictures. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. If you have any other questions from here to Friday, call me. You have my number and my extension. It's the 877 number. Just put my extension 623. If you have any other questions prior to your client interview, once you have the client interview, then the team takes over. But I'm here to assist you too, okay, before then. All right?
Okay. So this number is pretty much you or?
The number that you can always, so the number that you see on your caller ID, that's like we use a voice over internet phone number. So with the amount of calls that we make, like if I'm calling, say for example, I'm calling in Dallas, Texas, it's going to pull a local number from Dallas, Texas. I'm actually going to text you right now. This way you have, it's, I'm still at the 877 number. Just when you call that number, right, it's going to give you the prompts. Like if you're trying to reach a specific person, right, it'll say, like, let's say you want to reach me tomorrow, right? Dial the 877 number, press the number 1, and then follow the voice prompt to say either extension 623 or you put in 623 and it'll patch over to me. Or you can even text me and say, hey, Nadine, I need you to call me, and then I'll get the text and I can call you. Okay? So
okay.
Whatever's easiest
so,
for you.
Okay, so 877, so this number, or 877 and then number 1.
Yeah. So you do 877-635-6225. You press the number 1, and then I believe the prompt tells you to say the extension of the party that you're trying to reach, and you just say extension 623.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to write this down.
It's okay. If you look at the text that I sent you, it gives you, hello, Alejandro, this is Nadine Medina from Local Splash. Drive more traffic, calls, and leads by getting found on Google. Turn searches into real customers today. Contact me at 877-635-6225. Press the number 1, then follow the voice prompt to say my extension 623.
Okay. Okay.
You see that there in the text?
Yep.
Save it so this way or put a star on it. I don't know if you have an iPhone, but usually I can save certain texts on my phone. Like I have like family group text. I got tons of text messages, group text messages going on with different family members. I'm like, I can't keep up.
No.
It's like, hey, did you get the invite? Where did you send it? Oh, on the family text. Oh my God, which one? Oh, from a month ago. Oh my gosh. So now I got to do a search on my text messages. And I'm like, dude, just send it to me again. I can't find it, you know?
Yeah.
So I saved the different family text messages. I got the one with my sister-in-law, you know, because we got the achievement going on that one. And then I got the one all the family. And then you got the one with just my husband and his sister and me. You know what I mean? So it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you're typing on the right text.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So any other questions?
No, I think that should be it.
All right, Alejandro. Well, remember, I'm still here for you. I get to log off now because you're my last call. But remember, if you have any questions tomorrow or even before your appointment on Friday, call me or text me, and then I'll follow up with you, okay?
Okay. Yep, sounds good, then.
All right. Have a good evening. Bendiciones. And then we'll talk to you on Friday, okay?
Yep, thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, you're so welcome. You too. Bye.
Bye.